FA Cup today, 2:30, Man United and Arsenal. I know, you're listening going, hey, Brady, I lost interest when Fleetwood Town was eliminated. And I don't even think Lindsey Buckingham should have been kicked out of Fleetwood Town.
That's not even a real thing.
James Sharman joins us now, host and analyst for Soccer Central on Sportsnet. He knows what two things, and I think he's on the side that wants an Oasis reunion, and I do not, so we've almost come to blows over that before. Do you want Noel and Liam back together? You don't. We saw Noel together last year. He's perfectly happy. His younger brother's annoying. Many younger brothers are. Leave him alone, right?
Give me a break, Brady. Give me a break. If they got back together, you'd be the first person spending obscene amounts of money for a first round.
I'm not going.
No, you would.
I'm not going. I do not support it. I'm not going. I love a good reunion. I'm not going to that one.
You're lying. You absolutely are lying. That's ludicrous.
Where are the seats?
Up to Noel Gallagher.
Where are the seats?
They know. Yeah, precisely. But let's be honest. It's not going to happen, is it? So, you know, we can hope and we can pray, but it's not going to happen.
But why even pray? Noel does just fine on his own. He played Go Let It Out last time.
He does, but it's not Oasis. Listen, Noel's great. Don't get me wrong. I'll go every time he comes to town, but it's not Oasis. The energy's not there, you know. I want to see these brothers scrapping on stage. I want to feel that rawness.
I know you saw the Proclaimers a little while ago. What if those two guys split? And how the hell would you know? They're identical. I can't tell them, like, honestly, they look more like twins than the Sedins do.
That was a fun concert, but it wasn't quite the same as seeing Noel and Liam back together, put it that way.
I saw the Proclaimers around 94. I saw that not quite at their commercial peak, but pretty damn close to it in Canada, to be perfectly honest.
They're the same now, like literally the same now, just about 30 pounds heavier each.
And so it looks like there's a third Proclaimer on stage standing in between them when they hug. Okay, so on text, look at this. Can you ask James Sharman about Thierry Henry getting fired as coach of Monaco? That was quick, but they have had a terrible season.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it's always a bit of a shame to see a legend in his first attempt at management fail miserably, and he's done just that. I think it's 11 losses in 16 games. But Monaco's a bit of a mess behind the scenes. They're now bringing back Leo Jardim, apparently, who was the previous manager. They were great a couple of years ago. You know, they went against the odds. They almost got to the Champions League final. But they're a very small club with not much money nowadays compared to previous years. They sold all their talent off, and I don't know why he took the job to begin with. Obviously, he wants a chance in management, and he's got an affiliation with that club, but it was never going to work out. And sadly, another broadcaster fails in management. Hey, who'd have guessed?
Well, remember, someone else got fired, and didn't he grab somebody's knee famously on the BBC? So I don't know if, like, it was...
That's right, yep. He had that... Carragher's knee, I think he grabbed.
And Jamie Carragher's, like throwing things at other cars going by, and he survives. It's a weird world we live in.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to grab a knee, just don't grab Jamie Carragher's knee.
I'd say that's true.
See, advice.
Do you think for a big name, it is that much tougher? And many, many ex-players, like a David Beckham doesn't have any interest in it, but for Frank Lampard, even when Roy Keane got into managing, I think we wondered, can this go well? Is it that much? I know he's an explosive personality, way more so than Thierry.
Yeah, it's like Gretzky with the Curdies, right? I mean, the old chestnut is the truly great players didn't need to work that hard at their art. They were talented, and they can't quite understand why these average athletes cannot, you know, understand the game the same way they did, and it could be the same kind of way. You need a personality, obviously, and perhaps in modern sports, that personality's evolved from just a guy that screams at players. But Henry always seemed to me to be a bit of a cerebral player, basing himself purely on his out-of-this-world talent. I didn't really see, you know, a manager in there. Roy Keane was that rah-rah guy. He failed as well. He was too rah-rah, I guess. So I think it's no coincidence that top managers generally are guys that were journeymen, that were blue-collar types, that had to get by on hard work and education.
Sorry, James. Just reading about Gregory Vanderweel being sent home, basically, from TFC training camp because of some sort of altercation with Greg Vanny. Do we know anything about that?
I think he had to fly commercial, too. I think he had to connect
Didn't he post a picture of, like, his flight?
I think he had to connect in Birmingham. Not England, but Alabama to get home.
He put a map on his Instagram. Back to Toronto. I mean,
yeah, the silence has been deafening here, yeah.
There were rumblings last year about, you know, him not really fitting in with the group, with the squad there for various reasons. it was always a bit of a strange signing for me. A big name, and they kept jumping on the fact that he played at the World Cup. But the last two or three years, he's been, you know, very ineffective for wherever he's been. A bit of an ego, apparently. You know, a great player in his day, but very much over the hill. So it's one of those situations where we see it all the time. You look back on bad seasons and say, oh, well, it began in training camp when this happened. Let's hope that's not the case in this occasion, but I think TFC are better off without him, really. They probably should have put that money towards trying to re-sign Steve Bettishaw last year, but they didn't. They made their choice, and it's been an absolute unmitigated disaster.
How do you think expectations are for this club coming in? I mean, it's really easy to say the core of the 2017 team that was record-setting is back, and everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong in 2018. But have expectations modified more towards sort of a middle ground? Because people thought 2017 was truly the start of a long run for this team. And obviously they'd gone to back-to-back finals. I should mention 16 was was an amazing, amazing season with the circumstances involved.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think this year is also the last kick at the can for this group as well. Altidore's out of contract. Giovinco's out of contract. Bradley's out of contract. There's a new GM in place who will want to make his mark on this team. Now, even last weekend, Jozy Altidore was on a interview in the States saying that it's been a great time. He's loved Toronto, but all good things come to an end. And he was really kind of insinuating that maybe it's time to move on after this season. So with this group of players, they're still a very good team. Last year, clearly, they underperformed massively for various reasons. You know, injuries were a big concern, getting derailed in the CONCACAF Champions League, which they're back in again this year. So it's going to be a really fascinating few weeks for this team and how they manage those games entering the MLS season. So I still think they're a very good team. They'll be better than last year. But you look at the other teams around them, Atlanta is going to be great once again. They're going to be the team to beat. So perhaps, you know, this group may not be that perennial contender, but we'll see what the new man in charge, Ali Curtis, does. He had a pretty good record at New York when he was there for a couple of years, really promoted from within. So it's going to be interesting.
I can't even believe they play outside on Tuesday, February 26th against a Mexican team. I think that's I'm trying to get an advanced forecast. You can only go 10 days ahead with meteorology. Yeah. Against Independiente La Chorrera.
That's the one.
That's it.
You know, that's just the problem with MLS. At least this year that they've reconfigured the playoff system, and the final will be a lot earlier than it has been in previous years. Because, you know, you were there at BMO Field in December for two finals. Too much, right? So that they're getting that back end of the season figured out. Now they've got to figure out the early part of the season and the Champions League, because that's going to be just miserable for the players.
Yeah, I don't know. I get out of NFL and college football's way as quickly as I can in the States. I think the markets need – it's too much to go deep into November when the NFL – baseball's over, people really start getting cranked into NFL. It's asking a lot in Atlanta and Minneapolis and Chicago and Columbus, where Ohio State is. To ask people to hang with it. Tell us about the match today, Arsenal-Man United. It's fantastic to get this draw so early on in the FA Cup, and it's on Sportsnet today at 2:30. As I mentioned, an alternate match with the legendary Bristol City on at 2:30 as well on Sportsnet 1. But Arsenal-Man United, it's going to draw a big number. People care about this rivalry a ton, and these players are going to play all their best players today, are they not?
I would think so, yeah. And we might well be seeing Alexis Sanchez for United going back for the first time to play at Arsenal, and obviously he left amid some acrimony last January, about a year ago actually, almost to the day. So it'll be fascinating. Two teams that are really finding their feet this season. They're not going to win the league, they're not going to be relegated, they're fighting for top four football, but this is a real chance for them to win a trophy. So if you're only going to Solskjaer at United, you're fighting for that job, you want that full-time job, you're still very much it seems on the outside looking in with their top choice being Tottenham's Mauricio Pochettino. But if he gets them into the top four and they win the FA Cup, it's very hard for that club to say no to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as the job full time. And as for Arsenal and Unai Emery, his first year back in English football, Arsenal have just bossed the FA Cup in recent years. That club loved this tournament. They won 13 over the years. That's a record for any English club. So if he wants to ingratiate himself to the fans, get another cup under his belt as he really rebuilds that team from the ground up.
All right, please check it out. 2:30 today. James, Craig Forrest, Danny Dicchio today? Yes?
He'll be back in tomorrow, Deitch. Yeah, okay. Just me and Craig today.
and you get to a Millwall home match. So there could be Valencia tomorrow at 12:30 on Sportsnet World.
I think 11 of Danny's former teams are in action this weekend. So we'll have some fun with that. One of his teams will be crashing
and
out?
Only 9 of them retired his number. So that's weird. Think it'd be all 11. There he is, James Sharman. He paid to see BDI when they came around. I didn't. One of us
more
was right. More than once. Have a great broadcast today, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Chat soon.